AM 1300 KGLO, it's time to welcome in Chad Hansen from Corporate Farmer. Chad, how you doing?
Wonderful. How you doing today, Tim?
Well, good. We were just talking about things outside of work and so forth, and it's a busy time, isn't it? We're just talking in the office even the other day. It's kind of that wind down of the high school winter sports seasons already. You know, February's around the corner, and playoff games are coming and all that kind of stuff, and you probably get to this point in time and you see a whole wind down, not only of high school athletics and things like that, but you're heading toward a time of year where you guys get really, really busy at Corporate Farmer.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of in stages, obviously, with the end of the year planning. You know, our bookkeeping department, you know, goes kind of crazy between December and January as everybody, you know, wants to get all the books caught up for some of the various things like 1099s and payroll. And then, you know, obviously with their tax planning and then preparation. So it rolls right into that whole tax season that seems to drag on forever. But it's only, you know, a couple really months as far as when really we have time to get those finished up without filing an extension. And so it just is probably a lot of it just because it's such a condensed period of time to get everything done in.
Yeah, it's all that organizational stuff that you talk about all the time with your clients is, putting the plan together, making sure you're there to work the plan and all those things.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously, hopefully this is the last week that we talk about 1099s and W-2s. A reminder that those are due to the IRS on Friday, the 31st, and so need to get those done if you haven't done so already. I'm sure you probably had some employees or landlords or, you know, somebody that's been probably requesting them if they haven't received them by now, because some people are looking to start, getting that stuff together for their own tax appointments. And so that's one of the most important things to get done. And I've seen, you know, more of a push, I guess, from our clients as we've kind of stressed how important that is. I mean, I think it's something that people have kind of let go by the wayside as far as, you know, not being too concerned about 1099s in the past. But obviously with the IRS kind of putting an emphasis on that, it's become a little more important. And everybody wants to make sure and get all that stuff accurate and, get those out in a timely fashion. So that's probably the big thing, obviously, for this week. And then, really the transition to tax season. I'm sure there's a few people that have, made appointments and started to work on tax stuff. But realistically, you know, for most of our farm clients, they're waiting on some of this 1099 informational returns, how much interest did I pay to the bank or whoever, 1099s from government or crop insurance or custom work or maybe the co-op, all those various places, investments. Typically, you know, even though we say that stuff is supposed to be out to the individuals by the end of the month, many of us know from past experience that some of those places are not real timely in getting it out. So usually in the next couple weeks, you'll see most of that trickle out. And with many of the forms for our tax software provider, they're supposed to be finalized here by the end of the week so that we can start looking at submitting those returns electronically. So it's kind of all hits here at the end of January and the beginning of February as we really start to, I guess, ramp up that process and start to look towards March 1st for our, farm returns and April 15th, they're obviously deadline for everybody else.
Now, you used one word there. You said emphasis on 1099, that emphasis. So you get kind of a heads up then on what they're really looking for and targeting in, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You can share with your customers and so forth.
Yeah. The IRS comes out with publications and press releases and things that, they say this is something that we're going to kind of monitor, is going to be a priority. As well as like through just various correspondence and communication with them directly, you know, as we talk to them, whether it be, you know, in an audit or some of their liaison people. Fortunately, those those people sometimes come out to some of the continuing ed or, you know, reach out once in a while when it comes to new programs. I know, like, when they were really making a push to get people to e-file, and this has been several years ago, you know, they made some visits with some of the larger, you know, area firms that do a fair amount of returns to sit down and talk to us about the process and, you know, let us know, you know, maybe that it's important to them and it makes, you know, them a lot more efficient and saves, obviously, taxpayer dollars because they reduce staff and things like that that, you know, I guess indirectly affect all of us that pay income taxes on, you know, what we either have to pay or where those funds go to. And so, you know, those are some of the various ways that they communicate with us. And then obviously, you know, through their website and Twitter feed and, you know, Facebook and all those fun areas. And, you know, once in a while I hear you, you know, read something that has been pushed out to you, you know, and so that's coming from Washington, D.C. and on some things that they want to get out to taxpayers. So they use all different kinds of media to kind of get the word out, and we try and communicate that back out to our clients.
Yeah, it's kind of like, don't forget, yeah, don't let this slide.
Yeah.
It's not like you can just let it go. You got to get it done, right?
Yeah, and there's been changes to those forms throughout the years. I know a couple years ago we talked about sending 1099s to veterinarians, and you know that was something that was a change for our farmers. And so, you know, the IRS at one time had kind of made a push that maybe we'd have to send 1099s out to everybody that we you know, bought anything from, and you know, obviously a real concern for most of us, because that's a huge tax load and burden for, you know, not only us accountants and, you know, attorneys and tax preparers, but also for the, you know, the taxpayers themselves that have to send out all those various forms to so many more people and stuff. And so, you know, fortunately they listen to us and kind of axe that, that whole program. But, yeah, so, you know, 1099s, they're here to stay, and I know that there's some people that prefer to avoid them at all costs, but, you know, I think it's like anything in life. I, you know, generally like to obey, you know, the rules and stop at stop signs and you know, stay under the speed limit and all those things just because I don't like the consequences, and I think that's obviously the case when it comes to some of these returns that need to be filed, is nobody wants to get stuck with a fine.
Yeah, and so often it's just, and I know you preach this to the folks you work with, is just get it done and get it done early and stay ahead of the game as opposed to that last-minute procrastination stuff. You got to deal with some, I know, but if most of all of us in this world could just stay ahead of the curve a little bit.
I think, you know, some people think you're nuts when you say that, but the bottom line is when you do it early, you're more organized yourself, and then, you know, you compound that with the fact that if you know, you make a mistake, or if somebody else makes a mistake, or there's a change. I mean, I've had so many this year with just people, like, you know, that basically somebody moved, or the landlord, you know, passed away, and so they forgot that they sent the check to the wife or to the estate or something. And so, you know, by the time they've got the stuff up to us, we've prepared them. Maybe they've sent them out and the person called them back, or maybe it's just a situation where they got them and then that sparked something in their mind. You know, oh, you know, I guess I forgot that, you know, that, you know, that isn't the right address. Or in fact, like one the other day, you know, I got it. I had mailed it out for them, got it back in the mail, and I'm like, hey, this came back. Do you have any idea? I'd done a Google search just to see on my own what might have happened, and looked like the person passed away in 2018. And so I said, are you sure this is right? And they said, no, I, you know, now that you bring that up, I did make it out to their wife. He passed away. And so I needed her social security number instead of his. And so, you know, fortunately that we still have time, you know, it's still a week away from when we need to get those filed. And so it's not too late. We're not, you know, having to file amended 1099s or corrected ones in this case. And so by buying yourself a little bit more time, you kind of make up for some of those mistakes that can easily be made just, you know, like that.
Just kind of staying ahead of the game.
Yeah.
Kind of stay ahead. So what other things are you working on right now with your clients and at this time of year?
Yeah, I mean, obviously a lot of it has to do with the tax season, but, you know, there's definitely been some movement of some farm ground, you know, with some sales and stuff.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, always working with clients in those areas, you know, whether it be looking at different ways that they could work with the individual to purchase that to kind of, you know, whether it be just from a financial cash flow reasoning to look at doing that on a contract or something that benefits the farmer that doesn't maybe have a whole bunch just in savings to go and plop a bunch down on a farm note. Or, you know, from the other perspective, from the landlord that wants to sell it but doesn't want to pay all the taxes all in 1 year, looking at some different you know, scenarios there that might work for both parties and kind of meet the needs of both of those individuals. So you see a lot of those different things this time of the year. I think it's just because it's a new year. We're going to start fresh. We're going to do things differently. Even, you know, just a message this morning on that wants to get together that's transitioning between them and their son and, you know, just really wants to kind of get that ball rolling this year. You know, so I think that you see, as you start January, it's kind of, you know, almost like spring, I guess, when you think about farming and getting to work and starting that process. You know, for most people, that whole financial picture or the situations that they've got going on in their lives, they want to kind of start fresh with a new year. So a lot of times it's having some meetings and discussing some of those options and really getting that stuff started.
Yeah, you kind of forget about that a little bit, but you're right that, you know, that transitioning from grandfather or father to the next generation, mm-hmm. to the next generation, and making sure the land is set just right.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of T's to cross and I's to dot.
Yeah, and I think that the big thing there is there's a lot of trust that they place in us, since most of them have worked with us for so long,
mm-hmm.
and we have a pretty good idea of their financial situation. And so whether they're working directly with us or through, you know, somebody else, maybe an attorney, you know, there is they want us all to be a part of that process. And, you know, really, I guess a lot of it goes back to the trust that we're going to give them advice and it's going to be beneficial to them, but also know of like some of the problems or issues that could come up and help them try and avoid it. Because I think everybody's kind of fearful that when you make a decision that you're going to regret it and or not think of everything in that process. And so by having somebody that's done it for 20, 30, 40 years, you know, obviously you've seen plenty of the mistakes, and that's how we all learn, right? I mean,
sure.
I think everybody's afraid. Even, you know, my daughter playing basketball and stuff, I mean, you know, she always says, you know, I get nervous because I don't want to make a mistake. Well, I mean, that's how we all are. Nobody likes to make mistakes, but, you know, the biggest thing is to go out there and do your best. And if you do make a mistake, if we learn from it, you know, what do your coaches always say? You know, making a mistake isn't the problem. Repeating a mistake is always the issue, right?
That's
and true. So, you know, that's where I think that instead of being afraid to kind of, you know, do something wrong, let's be a little more bold and make some decisions and learn along the way. And those are the, you know, most successful people, you know, that we see, whether it be, I know Kobe Bryant's been huge in the news. I mean, he missed plenty of shots in the last few seconds, and none of us remember any of those games, right, that they lost. We always remember those shots that they took to win.
Yeah, like you say, don't be afraid of making that
mm-hmm.
mistake. And I totally agree with that, too. And I think your clients probably have to feel that same way.
You do, and that's where, you know, I think that you know, for many of them that they trust that you're going to point them in the way. And so that takes a little of the heat off of them that they,
yeah.
you know, they don't feel like they're making the decision all by themselves.
Yep. You're the guy.
Right. Yeah. I guess I'm the one to blame if it goes wrong. But, you know, I guess I'm big enough that I can take that on my shoulders. And I think that, you know, that's where working together with them, understanding their situation and what, you know, their goals and things are in life. You know, I mean, And obviously, I'm fairly conservative in nature, but you know, I think that there's times to be bold and to reach out and take a chance, and whether that's buying a piece of ground or, you know, starting that whole process of bringing your son into the operation. I mean, these are obviously, if you take out the you know, concern and nervousness and all that kind of stuff, I mean, these are things that you know, without those barriers or think blocks in our mind that we all kind of deal with. You know, I mean, I think it's you know, for most of our clients, they wanted their son to come back and farm with them, right? And so let's make this work instead of worrying about all the things that could go wrong or might go wrong. I think at the end of the day, it's just keeping a focus on, you know, the pie and you know, not being afraid to take a few chances.
You know, and I don't need to get into the politics of it, but one of the things you do see in an election year is the more talk about agriculture and whether you believe in this side or this side or this side or this side, the talk is out there, which is it can't be bad for farmers in places like Iowa to know that they're talking and are aware of what we do in this state.
Definitely, and I hear it, you know, over and over again, probably because politics are so prominent right now in the news, for good or for worse. You know, most of the time we try and avoid getting too much into the debate or anything like that. But, I mean, I think that, you know, for our farmers, most of them appreciate, especially when they're looking, they receive their 1099. There's another payment that's supposed to come out here in the next couple weeks. I mean, most of the comments I've received is, you know, we're fortunate that our government has supported us so much through this process, and without them, we probably wouldn't be in the financial position that we are right now. It would be, you know, a lot worse, you know, without, you know, some of that financial support. And then, you know, looking forward, I think most are optimistic that, you know, this trade deal is going to, you know, be what we hope it to be and you know, help definitely with prices and stuff going forward. And that's probably a lot of that has to do with, you know, our farmers are pretty optimistic overall anyway. You got to be. I mean, who puts a seed in the ground and expects that they're going to grow, you know, 200 bushel corn? I mean, you're counting on too many factors with rain and sun and, you know, no storms and all that kind of stuff. If you can't be optimistic, you know, you probably chose the wrong profession in life.
Yeah, we're putting seed out there, and that's paying the bills.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you'd have to be pretty optimistic.
Yeah.
Well, and it's good to work with you guys, too, at Corporate Farmer. I know you're very optimistic with your farm clients. And for those that would like to jump on board and be a part of that optimism and information that you provide on a regular basis, how do they get in touch with you guys, Chad?
Yeah, best thing is just to give us a call, 800-472-6931, or check us out online at corporatefarmer.com.